this is what we got, and it seems to be the real deal.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He just can throw it, and he's reading the defenses, and he knows he picked up the offense in a hurry, and it seems to suit him. Helps to have Amari Cooper out there catching passes for 250 yards. But, yeah, I think, you know, the question has been, is this sustainable with Joe Flacco? And I'm ready to say yes. Hmm.
Big smiles from Joe Flacco and Amari Cooper in the post-game press conference. Obviously, they're having a lot of fun, injuries aside, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you? You know, I mean, Amari Cooper's, you know, he's not the diva that most receivers can be or plenty of receivers are. But he still likes his stats, right? He talked about trying to get to 300 and 300 yards. So, you know, he don't have days like that very often. And he had a huge day. You know, Joe Flacco had a huge day. So, yeah, plenty of reason to smile. They're just about in the playoffs, right? They need another win, one more win. And even if they don't get that, you know, a couple of losses or a loss by somebody else would do it for them. So, yeah, there's a lot to like for the Browns. For those two guys in particular, you know, Amari Cooper, he's just such a steadying force. And for 2 years, he's been dependable and then fine. I mean, he's had big games before, but that was about as big as they get, the biggest that the Browns have ever had before.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about our place kicker, Dustin Hopkins, injured on that kickoff return. And then I guess they've signed a kicker from the Lions. Talk a little bit about that whole situation we've got going now.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't, you know, all Kevin Stefanski said after the game was that Dustin Hopkins would get an MRI, and then, you know, they didn't have any availability yesterday. So we're out in Berea again today. We should get an update, but especially with the quick turnaround to the Thursday night game against the Jets, you know, I'd be stunned if Dustin Hopkins could play. So yet Riley Patterson, who spent most of the season with the Lions, he was just cut last week. He hasn't had a bad year, so it's in his third year. He's kicked for a couple different teams before. You know, now, the problem is Dustin Hopkins has been so good, right? You can make an argument that he's the team MVP because he's been that reliable, settled down the situation after they had to cut Cade York 8 for 8 from 50 yards. So I think the hope right now, again, and we don't know the extent of the hamstring, but you know, the fact that he couldn't kick again Sunday during the game is not a good sign. I think the hope would be get Dustin Hopkins back for the playoffs. You know, get the last 2 weeks and then hope he can come back for the playoffs.
Right. You got this short week. What's it like for the team? What do they have to do to sort of enjoy that win but focus on that Jets on Thursday night?
Yeah, I don't think there's much enjoying the win. They were back in the building yesterday on Christmas. They had the morning off, and then they had to get in there in the afternoon for meetings to start getting ready for the Jets. They have one, you know, 2 days. So today, I don't even know if they'll practice today. They'll just have a walkthrough and then maybe have a little bit of a practice Wednesday, the day before the game. It's all about trying to get ready for the Jets, trying to get as healthy as possible. You just recover, right, for that short week. It's forget the injuries. It's just you played Sunday. You got to get ready to play Thursday night. So it's a lot of, you know, it's everything's condensed. But there is the thought that, okay, if you get through this and can get that win, then you get a little bit of, you know, they call it that mini bye before the finale. And that would be big, especially when you have the playoffs. The Browns bye week was so earlier in the year this year, as week 5, that they haven't had a whole lot of time off. So you get through Thursday, if you can clinch that playoff spot, then they probably get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off before they come back. You know, anytime you can string those days together this late in the season would be big.
So what's your storyline for Thursday? Of course, you have Joe Flacco facing a former team of his, the Jets, and where they are in their season. What are you looking at?
I mean, it starts with the playoffs, right? The Browns don't go to playoffs every year, if you guys haven't noticed. So the fact that they can clinch their first playoff spot since 2020, only their second since 2002, that's huge. You know, it reminds me, you know, people have probably already seen it, but 2018, remember that Thursday night against the Jets, Baker Mayfield comes off the bench for the first time and leads the win. And then all those Bud Light, you know, refrigerators open because they had gone winless the year before. And the place, I'm not sure if I can remember the Brown Stadium being like it was. I remember going down to the, you know, interview rooms The locker rooms after the game, and you could just hear outside. It was crazy. The atmosphere was unbelievable. So then you have this chance to go to the playoffs, which is better than you're just, you know, snapping that long losing streak. So, you know, it's all about the playoffs. And then, yeah, Joe Flacco's with the Jets last year, or actually the previous 3 years. They could have signed him this year. You know, they had, obviously they had quarterback injuries. Aaron Rodgers hasn't played since the first game. But they didn't, and they probably were waiting for Aaron Rodgers to come back. Instead, they don't go get Joe Flacco. So I think that's a storyline. Myles Garrett hasn't had a sack in a while. I could see him really erupting in prime time against a suspect offensive line. So there's a lot to watch on Thursday.
Yeah, I was watching last – I stayed up last night trying to see with the 49ers and Ravens how that would work out, but it didn't start out very well. So we're kind of sitting in that sort of wild card birth is pretty much what we can figure out for this season.
Well, yeah, you need the Browns need the Ravens to lose the last two and the Browns to win their last two. And, you know, it's not – obviously you got to let it play out. The Ravens finish at home for both of them. But they have Miami, who's really good, and they're Miami's fighting for the number one seed. And then Pittsburgh, right? And Pittsburgh-Baltimore is a big rivalry. Pittsburgh looked good against the Bengals. But the Ravens are playing at a high level, so I would not expect them to lose their last two, which means – the best the Browns could do would be that top wild card spot, and then they'd probably go on the road that first playoff weekend. I would assume, I mean, how it looks now would be to the winner of the AFC South. So you're looking at Jacksonville, Indianapolis, or Houston.
Scott, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again on Friday. We'll meet you again later at the end of this week, shortened week on the other side of the Jets game. So we'll talk with you Friday morning here on WEOL. Appreciate your time.
Sounds good, guys.
Thanks. Scott Patrick joining us from BrownZone.com and the Chronicle Telegram, giving us some good insight into the Browns as they get ready for the Jets on Thursday night.